streetcar named Le Petit Lafitte.
Now, as you may recall, little Louis Lafitte, the great-great-great-great-grandson of the famous Paris Lafitte, became lost in the fog one night, wandered into a cemetery by mistake, where he discovered, nestled between the mausoleums, an old abandoned...
Streetcar.
And as he stood there, the door of the streetcar creaked and folded open, and little Louis Lafitte thought, no way, I'm not stepping into that, but then it started to rain, and lightning, and thunder. And little Louis Lafitte, he hops into the streetcar, but when he did, whoom, the door closed, the streetcar groaned and moaned, and slowly became alive. They went rumbling out of the cemetery into the foggy night. And when the lightning flashed yet again, he looked down the length of the streetcar, and it was filled with the skeletons. The skeletons wore bandanas and eye patches and their bony fingers, clutching these big swords called cutlasses. Then they grinned and their jaws grinning clicked and clacked, and then they grinned even more. And then the light on the front of the streetcar glowed a sickly greenish-yellow light that sliced into the fog. Then he comes up to an intersection. Ah, he recognizes it. Well, at least the Louis Lafitte knew where they were. But at the next intersection, beneath a street lamp, a man and a woman were standing in the fog waiting. And he knew they had been waiting for a long time because they were looking very grumpy. Of course, they were tourists. So the streetcar slides to a stop. The door creaks open. The woman steps up, looks disapprovingly at little Louis sitting in the driver's seat, and so she curls her lips and says, "A child driving a streetcar?" Little Louis says, "Pardon?" And she says, "Are you a midget or a dwarf?" And little Louis replied, "Pardon? Entrez, asseyez-vous." She says. But as she bends towards him to pay, feeling her way a little bit because it is dark inside, she bends over and a bony thumb and finger creep out and pinch her. She cries. The lightning flashed, and all the pirate skulls grinned and let out a long, hearty ha. Oh, she screams, and she falls backwards a bit. She tumbles right out of the streetcar, and the man waiting there with her, he catches her. Bump, the doors close, the streetcar rumbles away, disappearing down the narrow streets and into the fog. Those tourists, they could still hear echoing back at them, "That devilish." And that is the story of the little pirate Louis Lafitte, his first journey in the mysterious streetcar. Do you want to hear some more? Maybe tomorrow, huh?